Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, Wormo!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Thumb Cramps, the show for those whose thumbs are cramping. My name's Hayden.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today we're talking about Bully for the PS2.
And other games.
And other games, sorry. Oh, I know.
Tell us about Bully. Is it good?
Hayden, you've been playing Bully for the PS2.
I have been. Wait, let me look up the other name for it, because it's got...
Canis Canum Edit or whatever. Dog Eat Dog.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, sure. It's something like that, because it was called that, in the UK and Australia.
Yeah.
Because we are wimp countries who can't have a game called Bully.
Yeah.
And this game's from 2005 on the PS2. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun.
That's good.
And you know what? Because going into it, you'd think, all right, this is an edgy game from 15, 16 years ago. Oh, boy, right?
Yeah.
But it's not that bad. I mean, it's bad, but it's not that bad.
To give you an indication of Hayden's definition of it's not that bad, I watched Hayden play this briefly for a five-minute window while I was watching other better Twitch streamers at twitch.tv/HaydenHaydenHaydenHaydenHer.
Yes.
That's where you can find you, Hayden.
Yes, that is. That's correct.
If you head to twitch.tv and just go recommended channels, there's plenty of other better channels out there. But Hayden was playing Bully, and in the five-minute window, he was playing a Halloween level. And
oh, yeah, that was the bad bit.
Yeah. One of the kids was just dressed as an SS soldier.
Yes, but I don't know how I've jumped on the defensive side of this. And let me say, not pro-SS uniforms on Halloween. But what I will say is I'm pretty sure Prince Harry did the exact same thing around the same time.
And he's a
It's a product of 2005.
I think it's probably a reference, to be honest, because it's a Rockstar game.
Well, a product implies that in 2005 it was the done thing to dress as a Nazi for Halloween.
I mean, a prince did it.
That is true.
Yeah, but again, it would be very Rockstar because this game was made by Rockstar Studios to be a reference to that.
I'm sure it is.
Now, obviously, I don't actually... That's obviously stupid and horrible, but... But that's maybe the worst bit. There are zero... I mean, actually, wait, what I will say is a bit of a disclaimer. Mm-hmm. I'm only up to just after the start of Chapter 2.
Okay.
probably about four or five hours into the game.
Yeah.
So I can't speak for the entire game, and I'm kind of worried that it's going to get horrible, but I don't think it will be. It would have already gotten horrible.
You would imagine so, yeah.
There are zero slurs in this game.
That's shocking.
Which is a huge feat
for a game called Bully.
For a game called Bully set in a boarding school in 2005, That's a pleasant surprise for Hayden. Five slurs. Potentially. Yeah. Joel's got his phone out, which makes me nervous.
Look up the slurs.
I don't think, in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, there were slurs.
Yeah, true.
And that's a fun skating game. Yeah. This is a game about bullying. This is a game about being me, and there's
but
no
you
slurs.
You're at chapter 2.
Yeah. They're big chapters, though. It's not mission.
How
two.
Many chapters are there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm like 4 or 5 hours in.
Okay.
So I can't imagine there's too many.
I'm sure you would have encountered something by now.
Right, surely.
I imagine. But also, Joel Dusha with the tomes over here. Maybe
I honestly think it's going to be fine because there was a lot of controversy surrounding the release of Bully only because it was a game aimed at teens rather than adults that came out around the same time as San Andreas, which had just been pulled through the ringer, Jackson, over the hot coffee mod.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, the hot coffee mod.
It wasn't even a mod. It should have been part of the core game. Not enough games involve boning to such a degree as part of a mini game, no less.
Oh, there's sub. Actually.
Here we go.
You might be okay. Sort of.
I just had a heart attack.
Well, I mean, under controversies is like release, and then the second thing is sexuality.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Sexuality is a reoccurring theme throughout Bully.
I guess it is. I mean, it's about kids,
teens.
In high school.
Yeah,
about
teens.
Yeah.
There's a student-teacher relationship. But that's not really... Look, it's bad in real life.
Yeah.
But like...
It's ones and zeros. It's fine.
Well, in pop culture, that stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, for sure. And if you're making a game about...
It's in Mean Girls.
Yeah, there's only so much you can tell about a school.
Yeah.
I mean, there's bullying and then student-teacher relations. That's like the two main storylines. Yeah.
You think of school, that's what you're imagining. Have you got to the part in Bully? Because I remember this being like people were... kind of blown away by this is the right word, but people, I remember it being a thing that people talked about, how the first part of Bully is in like the boarding school, but then all of a sudden it opens up and you get to explore the whole town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's great. There's this kind of thing that used to happen in video games. That's an example in Pokemon Gold and Silver when you found out you could go back to Kanto.
It's like a whole extra double game.
You think the game is... only so big, and then you discover, oh, guess what, moron?
It's fucking huge.
It's huge. Yeah.
I was swimming around the bay. What are you looking? Are you looking at me?
Swore? You were on radio. It's been 6 minutes. You've said it twice, Hayden.
All right, that's my last one.
Don't lie to me and the audience.
I promise. I'm done. I'm clear. There was a few floating around in there, but they're purged. They're out. They've been bleeped successfully or edited out, depending how you want to play it.
I'll bleep it because I acknowledged it.
Yeah. They've been bleeped. They're gone.
It's very huge. Yeah. There we go. It's a clean take. You can just split that one or you can split that one right on top.
Use that one.
That was the last one. Anyway, I was swimming around collecting crabs. That's a mission. I got 20 bucks for collecting crabs for the Crab Man.
That's awesome.
It's great.
Crab Man. My name is Earl.
Trying to be a better person.
Different Crab Man, unfortunately. He didn't run the Crab Shack. Well, he ran a crab restaurant. It might have been called the Crab Shack. Had a big neon crab.
That's great. That's really good.
Huge development. The bit I like most about this game is it's very detailed.
Yeah.
And so, it's very interactive. You can bash literally everyone you see. Children to teachers to police to old ladies on the street. You can bash them all.
That's incredible.
It is. It's great. And also, I should say, if anyone hasn't played it, the storyline, it's called Bully, but you're not really a bully.
No.
You are kind of like a bully's bully.
Oh, okay.
You bash a lot of bullies.
So, sort of schoolyard vigilantism.
Yeah, because there are jocks. Mm-hmm. You bash them. There are greasers. Yeah. You bash them a lot. Cool. There are nerds. And most of the game so far, you help out the nerds, bash the jocks and the greasers.
Whoa!
That's huge.
Pretty good. There's an in-game game called G&G, which is a goblins and, granny flats or something. It's some stupid name. Yeah. And there's a lot of that. The nerds are playing G&G.
Yeah.
You're like, whatever, nerds. I like you for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to bash the people who stole your character sheets.
That's great.
This might be the most progressive game of 2005.
Sounds like
also, because there's a lot of kissing girls in this game, right? And they, because mostly at the start, you kiss nerds.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
right, and
yeah.
the unpopular girls.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't play it off as a joke. I think he's just nice.
He just likes
just
kissing
the,
girls.
The nerdy girls are getting some, and it's cool.
Yeah, that's you know? Great.
Yeah. And there was a gay couple in it, but they're just there and it's normal and it's not really acknowledged, which I think is nice.
Yeah, that's great
it's
as well.
Nice representation. It's pretty
crazy
how progressive bully sounds. It's a diverse school.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh god, oh no.
No. It's
oh god.
Good. It's a good Jimmy has the ability to kiss certain boys in the game.
Oh.
This is deemed as inappropriate in certain areas of the world, but Rockstar said there's nothing wrong with homosexuality. Yeah. We're not editing it.
That's great.
Progressive!
That's good on you, Rockstar.
No, I'm kidding.
The most progressive game of 2005. Having said that, I've only played up to the end of chapter two. So
it's a big claim. It's a scary claim.
It's a big claim, but I'll back it for now. But at a moment's notice, I will unback it. So I'm not going to die on this hill.
Yeah.
I will get up and leave this hill if it turns out that I'm wrong, which I feel like is likely, to be honest.
It's nice though that I've never played Bully, but this is something I've always thought must be the case. Like, because it's such a small area, they can put that level of detail in. Mm. It's just the school.
Yeah.
So they can make the school as detailed as possible, as opposed to being like it's the whole city or whatever, where you're going to lose some of that, like, I don't know, the detail.
I feel like at least in the school,
yeah,
from my memory, like every door is openable.
Yeah.
Not all the time, because like certain classes are on a certain time, but I think, as far as my memory serves, I think you can go into every door at some point, which is
great. Yeah, it's funny. It makes me think of, like, you know, people are always like if Rockstar released a new Liberty City game, right? And they were like, you can go in every door in our recreation of New York. And like, that would be the kind of thing that like BuzzFeed and Kotaku would be like, oh my God. But that sounds exhausting.
I know.
That sounds horrible.
Like, that's exhausting to create. And also, like, you're playing, you're like, I can go to every door. That's too many possibilities.
Why?
That's more possibilities than real life.
Yeah.
I can't go into every door in real life. Most doors are locked to me, and that's fine.
And
I don't need to be everywhere.
I don't want to go into every building if I'm in a city. It's mostly offices. I'll be okay.
I guess that's a fun, like, they're just all like
just boring offices.
There's a shop, but there's nothing really to buy.
Yeah.
And it's just like clothes you don't want to wear.
And the guy
goes, what? And he goes, I'm sorry.
I'll
just
go.
Looking. But I'm gonna get out of here.
You can buy, if there was a game, if they were like in the new Rockstar, new GTA, you can go into a grocery and buy an apple.
Yeah.
You would be like, oh my God. And then you'd do it and you'd be like, I'm never doing that again.
Well, they did that with like all the activities in the new one. Like, you can do yoga in this game?
Yeah.
And then you do it once. I'm like, why would you put yoga in a game? It's so boring.
You can play golf? You're like, oh wow, wait, this sucks.
Yeah,
this sucks.
I don't like golf.
If I wanted to play golf, I would buy a Mario Golf Speed Golf, whatever it's called.
Yeah, they're like, you want to get on a jet ski and ram into a guy on the beach? Or
play
golf. I'm good. It's a jet ski.
Yeah, I feel like GTA 5 fell into the hole of like, we're going to put everything in it so you can do whatever you want. But the story is still like, go to this place and shoot a guy in the head.
So the
action element, it's not like you don't know you can do the...
Yeah.
The game doesn't shy away from the fact that you shoot people and steal cars.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, I'm just going to be a 9
regular
to 5.
Life.
I'm going to play this like
It's the classic Rockstar thing where they're like, our games are so realistic. And you're like, well, that's not very fun, is it?
Yeah. Bully, Jimmy from Bully, apparently, and this is a twist. I did a deep dive real quick, mostly to see more about the game, but also to find out if we could cancel Hayden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sadly, nothing. Jimmy from Bully... based very heavily on Holden Caulfield.
Wait, who's that?
Read a goddamn book! Catcher in the Rye!
Oh, I don't know.
I've never read
stuff.
It either. Yeah, don't worry.
Does Jimmy call people phonies every now and then?
I don't know if he said that in so many words, but he certainly had that energy about him.
Yeah, he calls his stepdad a phony, a rich old phony.
Do you think Catcher in the Rye would be better if instead of phony he called them bozos?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd read it.
Look, you get Hayden's vote. Bozo in the Rye.
He gets angry at nuns in the book. Does that make you want to read it? He's angry about their luggage.
Next time I see nuns, I'm going to be like, look at these bozos. Yeah.
Where's your luggage? Or do you have too much luggage? I haven't read the book. I don't know.
They've got fancy luggage. And he's like, that makes me sick.
Oh, yeah.
Also, someone's written a rude word on the wall and he's like, that makes me sick.
Absolute
bozos. He's sick a lot.
Oh, yeah. He's not a well boy.
Yeah.
But as far as Bully goes,
yeah,
it's a very fun game. Actually, one thing I really like about it is it's just like 5 million different games at once. I realized 5 was too few and I didn't know how to do it. So it's not 5 million.
Yeah.
It's probably 10.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. You can get on a skateboard and do skateboard jumps.
That's cool.
You can get on a bike and do wheelies. There's a million mini games.
Yeah. Is this not just the also exact GTA? Same thing that you made fun of GTA 5?
No, but like, I know the difference because...
No, because GTA... Well, no, because the yoga is boring. Yeah. Riding a bike is fun. And there's jumps.
Yeah.
And you can go on jumps and do a bunny hop at the top
like,
of the jump.
You can get in any car, any vehicle. So getting in like a bike or whatever is no different.
Yeah.
But in Bully, it's like the bike is its own kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, I think, kind of the
difference.
It's
a mechanic.
There.
It's all... It's like way quicker. I think the skateboard is the exact same speed as walking, which is so annoying because it's more effort to do, I feel
That's
like. But
funny.
You look way cooler.
Can you do a kickflip?
No, you can only do ollies. But when you do a big ollie big enough, he does a melon. He grabs the grabs the middle of the board.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That's a free melon.
Free melon.
Don't even need to play. Press down circle or whatever it is in Tony
That's
Hawk.
A tail grab.
Shit. Right circle. Got it.
Yep, nailed it. Well done. How many thumbs?
I'll give it. Now what I will say.
Yeah.
I've only played.
All right. Would you like me to rephrase? How many thumbs for the first chapter and the start of chapter two of
I'm
going to
say four thumbs.
All right.
Thumbs. It's fun. That's it's a good. Fun. The most progressive game of 2005.
The most progressive game Rockstar ever made.
Potentially.
Oh, wait. No, they made that game where you play ping pong.
Yeah,
they probably
Rockstar
had very
presents.
Few slurs. I can't imagine that. Imagine you got that game, but every time you did a bat, you just said a horrible
It's literally all slurs. What the hell?
Wow, Rockstar. This is not good.
Yeah, we're edgy.
Yeah, we like to ruin our tabletop ping pong game. Tabletop ping pong.
As opposed to like
freeform.
The one on the ground with the bigger net.
Outside ping pong.
I love outside ping pong. Yeah.
It's good. Hectic. Yeah. Anyway, that's good to hear. Mm-hmm. Jackson, what have you been playing?
Oh, well.
I know what you've been playing.
Well, boys.
And
last episode.
Yeah.
I reviewed Duke Nukem.
World Tour.
World Tour.
Hot off doing all the small games with Andrew Levins.
Yeah, exactly. Go listen to that episode. I think in that episode, something that I recalled recently is a lot of time is dedicated to discussing whether or not it's worse to die on an escalator or in an elevator.
Yes. As someone who listened to the episode very recently, that does come up.
I think we say escalator would be worse, which I stand by.
Escalator, because then you
say Levins is mostly just there for the ride. You're talking about how escalators are cooler than elevators.
Yeah, they are.
You could always just randomly die in an escalator by being de-skinned.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I'm wrecking the episode
That's
for
true.
Everyone.
But
my whole body de-gloved.
Yeah. Mm. That happens every day.
But then Levins is like statistically more
every
people.
Every second, every time I click my fingers, someone's getting fully de-gloved by an escalator.
I'll tell you what, hey, you should stop clicking your fingers. Hey. Anyway, everyone should listen to that.
Yeah.
And last week's Thumb Cramps. And now, presumably, this week's Thumb Cramps are going to review.
It's part two. Duke Nukem World Tour part two. Again, once more. Mm-hmm. So, when I reviewed it last time on Thumb Cramps, I'd only played the first chapter.
Oh, hang on. Hayden's a pervert. What's your experience with the Duke Nukem 3D?
Yeah.
I haven't played it. Wait, mm-hmm. this is not a new one, is it?
Well, it's Duke Nukem 3D, but it was remastered. It's like a 20th anniversary edition for the Nintendo Switch.
Right. Is this the one where you can pick up human shit and you go,
that's
what am I doing? Why does everyone remember that?
What's wrong with me? Yeah. Why did I pick this up?
Why did I pick up this human shit?
I gotta fix my life.
That's all I know about
that
Duke Nukem.
Imagine
really.
If they really, you know, Duke Nukem Forever took so long to come out and they released and it was just Duke having a midlife crisis.
He's you.
I've never developed any meaningful relationships. My relationships with women are terrible. That would be great. I would love that game.
It's my dad's fault.
No, so that's Duke Nukem Forever. So this is Duke Nukem. It's like, it's Duke Nukem 3D, which I think was the Nintendo 64 one, but probably also available on PC.
Yep.
And so it's the 20th anniversary. It's great. I've loved it. It's my game of the year. And so I'd only done the first episode, which was the sort of like just regular LA one. It was just set in LA. But I've now completed the astronaut one in space.
Sick.
I've now completed the return to back to LA, which is the next one. And then I'm halfway through to nearly finished the final chapter that was ever in the original game before going on to the one that was added for the 20th anniversary.
That's exciting because the new one, it's going to be curious to see what they've done coming back to a game 20 years later.
Yeah. Mm. It's going to be great. Did they get new voice lines? Like, is the guy who voices Duke still around? Who can say?
Well, I imagine the voice, if that's the thing you're looking forward to, I've got some terrible news for you because I imagine Duke is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't be adding a new
Yes, yeah, you're probably right, which is tragic.
But the level design and stuff like that will probably be way more, because it's
which I'm looking
years
forward
of
to. Yeah. And you can see, because the level design, and I said this last time, the level designs of Duke Nukem are, I reckon, more interesting or more fun to navigate, at least, than Turok 2, which is a big claim.
Whew, that's your favorite game of all
time.
That's
my favorite game of all time. But I think they are more fun to navigate, and they're more like stupid, which I like. One of the levels was just called Duke Burger, and it was set in a fast food chain that was apparently themed after Duke Nukem.
And he's just a guy.
Does
he own it?
I don't know. There was a big spinning Duke out the front of it that I could walk up to and do nothing. And then to get into the actual restaurant, I had to go up to the, what do you call it? Like the loudspeaker where you talk to the person inside. What do you call that? Like through the drive-through.
What do you call that?
Speaker box?
I guess the speaker box. Yeah. And I had to go up to that and interact with it. And then I got a Beavis and Butthead voice line, which was like, we're closed. And that opened a door. That was how I got in. That's. I had to look it up.
They're closed, like, but just like, come in anyway.
What is happening? When I revealed,
so was it actually Beavis and Butthead?
It was apparently, I don't know if it was the voice actors, but it was apparently a line from Beavis and Butthead.
All right.
Which is so 90s.
It was on homage.
Yeah, it was a wee little reference to Beavis and Butthead. So when I reviewed it last time, I'd only played the first chapter, and that had only very few weapons in it, and I said, surely there'll be some more exciting ones down the track. There's not as exciting as I thought, but they are fun. So you get a shrink gun.
That's very exciting. What are you talking about?
Well, I thought there'd be more, but it's just it's like a shrink gun, a freeze gun, and some more like explodey weapons.
Have you Googled it to make sure?
No, because I don't want spoilers.
Okay, I'm going to have a look.
So I have the shrink gun. The shrink gun's great because even the most deadly enemies you can shrink and then you walk up to and just squish them, which is funny.
Yeah.
You don't, it's like one of the more powerful enemies. I guess it's like, you might call it even like a, you know when it's like not a mini boss, but it's like one level below a mini boss where it's like, just like a hype. Anyway, even them, which will just kill me in seconds, I can just shrink and squish.
Does that take the fun out of it?
No, because they're arse-ache. So I'm like, if I can just hit him and get to him quick enough, I can just squish him. And then I received recently an expander, which if you shoot them enough, they get big and pop, which is great as well.
I was going to say, is there a bigger gun? And there is.
There absolutely is. They're definitely, so the theme of the NASA level or this moon level was that the aliens have kidnapped all of Earth's women. And every time I find a woman, most of the time she's covered in a green goo and begging for death. And so
begging for death?
Oh yeah. It's one of the grimmest parts of Duke Nukem is that you I don't know if you have to kill them.
What the
But you just can.
You nearly maybe have a dog mouth just then. But I didn't.
You saved it. So on the lunar one,
that's
there's
so dark. You could just make it save them.
I don't know why. I go up to them, I press Y, and they're just like, kill me. And I'm like, oh, okay, and kick them to death or whatever.
gee whiz.
Do you like
my censoring just then?
Yeah, it was
I'm a gee whiz guy now.
You're a gee whiz guy.
Gosh.
That's big.
Golly gee. So the final boss of the moon level was just like a big ghoul monster guy. Anyway, whatever. Defeated him. And then I got a beautiful little cutscene.
Congratulations.
Where the monster, who is in a heap of gore, Duke walks up to him, takes his pants off, sits down, and pulls up a newspaper and shits into the monster.
Surely that cemented it as your favorite game of the year.
I was not expecting Duke to take a shit in a monster. Because it's not like it was even... Like I was like, oh, he'll piss on him, maybe. You know, like, whatever. It's like somehow a little bit lighter. No. He full on just puts his ass in the guts and shits in the monster.
The disrespect.
It was
so much effort.
Full on. And then he's like, oh, great. I get to go home, back to Earth or whatever. But they're like, nice try, Duke. That was all a trick. Now you got to go back to Earth. And they're trying to, I don't know. There's not really much of a story.
Oh, that's classic. That is a riff on Doom's ending.
Well, there you go.
Because in the original Doom, you go to hell, you win, you come back, and you're like, yeah, sick. And then you get a cutscene from the demons being like, haha, that was a trick. We've taken over Earth, and we've killed your pet rabbit.
Ah, there you go.
And then has doomed to hell on earth.
Then Duke was the same, except they're like, we weren't kidnapping your women. Well, we were, but that wasn't the main plot. Now we're back on earth for other reasons, which I'm yet to learn really why.
Yeah.
One of the levels. Yeah. You shat now, guy. One of the levels that is in the third episode, or might be the fourth episode, is called Babeland, which is like a Disneyland, but for babes.
Yeah.
Except there aren't that many babes in it. It's mostly just Disneyland. Don't know what that was about. You can go on some shoddy rides, I guess. There was like a Pirates of the Caribbean sort of ride.
That's cool.
Were they babes or were they just pirates?
Some of them were babes. Some of them I would classify as hunks as well.
Well, that's kind of like the regular ride.
Yeah, well, I sort of hoped, because if you go up to most of the scantily clad women in the game and you press Y, Duke will give them cash and they'll flash a titty. Mm. And I was sort of hoping that I'd get something similar from the dudes.
That's why I thought you might have been familiar with this game.
Yeah. And sometimes they won't even... So often they'll be strippers or sex workers. So you're like, well, that's a reasonable exchange. Often they're not, as I've discovered. I went into a Chinese restaurant and there was just a woman there and I was like, money? And she was like, here's my tits. I was like, okay, cool. There's aliens.
Sure. Is it censored in the game?
Well... In the first world, or the first episode, it definitely was. But no, it's not anymore.
Oh my God!
I'm getting full nipple, which is crazy. And then sometimes, I don't even have to interact. There's just topless babes around, which is really out of this world.
I think that this may tie in, and this is crazy. This is tying into something that I know you've discussed on All the Small Games. Mm-hmm. But Duke Nukem 3D came out in the era of freeware, which, Hayden, you might be way too young
for. Well, as a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
19 today.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
But did you ever experience in the era of, it was like late 90s gaming?
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, I was born in 2002, so why would I?
Yeah, that makes sense. In the late 90s, you would get floppy disks that had the first world of games on them as like kind of like a demo.
Good point.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And often they would make sure that like not all of the features were in there.
So I bet you're right. I bet the first level is censored because that's all you could get on the floppy disk.
Yeah.
And then later on they were like, well,
congratulations for buying the full game. Here's a boob.
Yeah. I can't imagine, you know, like, because this is designed to titillate, clearly. Mm. But, like, to be sitting there with my Nintendo 64 controller, penis out, jerking off, slamming Y so that she goes,
Well, there's no Y button on the Nintendo
64. Well, slamming whatever the interact button is. It's just a very depressing thing to imagine.
Well, you know? I imagine that the game is
meant Duke
to
is going, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, like, okay. So, occasionally there's nudity in everything that isn't meant to you also to have penis in hand.
So you're imagining no one masturbated to Duke Nukem 3D?
Yes, which for
what
some
a
reason...
claim. That's a... Come on.
There's why? No.
What are you, an idiot?
Wait, when did the first one come out?
The first Duke
something.
Nukem?
Or the first iteration of this
game. Yeah, it
would
have been like 97, something like that.
People were doing
people
it.
People were
but like, the internet wasn't really there.
Yeah, but...
you don't think anyone was whacking off to Duke... That's the crazy claim
you're
making.
You don't think a 14-year-old... First time seeing pixelated titty.
Your body is 90% hormones, 10% pimple.
Okay? Chubbed up anyway, just because.
Because it's a warm night. Or
yeah, there was a breeze. And, right.
And then you press Y, Duke thumbs over a 20. Holy shit, boobers. Come on.
Okay, so this situation is very, very different to the one you were describing where you're like, it's very depressing to imagine someone jerking.
Well, no, because then I was thinking, because you got to press Y, do it once, she reveals her breasts, then she covers them again. So that's not enough.
No, okay. So
that's the fun of the game.
When things are titillating, Jackson, usually that's like enough to just spur people on.
Oh, so then you're imagining they're using their imagination from that point on. That also seems absurd. Anyway.
How is that more absurd than you imagining someone holding the middle prong of an Nintendo 64?
Are you saying that no one's ever done it?
No, I'm just saying Jackson's making it seem like that's the reason it's in the game.
What?
So that people hold the controller with one hand and jerk off with the other, which is not what it's there for.
I think if you put down a heavy book it's on like the interact button.
So in a horror movie,
you get one of those Duncan birds that like touch the water.
So you imagine when a horror movie shows in a cinema and there's the classic sex scene.
Not
where
in a cinema, but on a home DVD, probably. People pause that moment on the VHS, quickly whip it out.
Gets all distorted.
Go
any
to town.
Single time there is any type of like, I think nudity or
I think
sex
it's done.
Scenes,
I think
you
it's
think
done.
That's there to get the audience to jerk off.
I don't think in a horror movie, even in a horror movie. Certainly a horror movie from like the 70s and stuff where it was kind of like also sometimes half a porno.
Yeah.
Like The Howling 2, My Sister is a Werewolf. Did you know the end of the Howling 2, My Sister is a Werewolf?
I'm going to interrupt you there and say, no, I didn't know that, yeah. So please continue.
The ending of that has like a kind of funky disco beat. And there's one scene in that movie where the werewolf bad guy, she takes off her top to reveal her breasts. Mm. And the over the credits.
Oh, are they wolf breasts?
No, they're just regular human titties.
But and on, then, on a werewolf?
No. She's a woman at this point. Okay. She's not changed. But over the credits, to the beat, they repeat the scene of her revealing her breasts. So it'll be like, do, 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 breasts, do, 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 breasts. Anyway.
Are you like, finish the thought, and everyone started and jerking off.
Why else are you putting it in there for such an extended period of time?
It's funny.
Yeah, well, see, that's also, comedies do have nudity all the time. It's funny.
Yeah, well, probably to titillate a little bit as well.
Mm. Well, yeah, but... The fact that any type of titillation for you means that people are jerking off at that exact moment is crazy.
Not everyone, but a vast proportion.
A vast majority.
I would say a vast majority of people, yeah. Right in. The next Thumb Cramps email section, I just want to be, I want to hear your opinion on this debate.
Well, no, we should keep it on brand. What video games have you jerked into?
Absolutely. Great question.
Thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod.
Yeah. What video games have got you, you know, a little bit excited?
Mm. What you should do is you label it. A funny story for Joel Dusha.
Yeah.
And then he'll read it thinking it'll be an email that'll butter him up.
Possibly flattering story.
And then you get him.
And he's halfway through reading it. Can't stop now. So I'm still really enjoying it. I definitely want to finish it. I want to get to the end.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to say. So obviously, since you think that every single person that... you know, gets any kind of titillation, he's jerking off then and there. How many times have you jerked off to Duke Nukem?
Well, I have better options. It's not 1997 anymore.
That's true.
And just there. Simple pixelated titties don't get me there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if they did, if it was 1997, multiple times.
Wait, did you play it in the day?
No, but if I had.
Yes, okay. You did, didn't you?
No. I watched Friends play it, but that's an inappropriate time to masturbate.
It could be a bonding session.
Yeah, that's true.
The Beatles.
How do you broach the subject?
Hey, are you familiar with the Beatles? It's a great way to start. Hey, this game's sick. Have you guys heard of the Beatles?
Yeah, they're this cool band, and they did this even cooler thing together.
Made them stronger.
Yeah.
Then they recorded Abbey Road.
So I don't know if they recorded...
And Let It Be.
Yeah.
Let It Be was actually recorded second last, but released last, because it sucked.
Let me play you Abbey Road, and you just tell me if you want to create something just as good, because I know how.
Oh, track one, Come Together. Interesting.
What's that about?
Huh.
That gives me this crazy idea.
What does that mean? Okay.
That's actually funny.
Hang on, press Y on that. The woman just, operating the Chinese restaurant again. Oh.
Just one more time. And again?
Yeah, and again.
Oh. Hey, I'll put on this disco beat.
Yeah, hang on. And I got one of those drinking birds. I think something magical is happening here.
All the pieces are falling into place.
Interesting. I'm loving it. It's still great. It consumes me. I went to sleep last night. Imagine, you know, like you're going to sleep.
You went to bed last night imagining Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
Are you trying to maybe suggest that
was this the better option you had?
this is all I had to go on.
Wait, the better option I have is I can just go to bed and do this. Lying down rather than sitting up hunched over my Nintendo Switch.
Because my Duncan Bird was getting tired. So.
No, but you know when you're going to sleep and your brain just starts like conjuring stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
My brain was just giving me Duke Nukem levels to do again.
You got the Tetris effects for Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem
I've had that for Age of Empires the last couple of days because I've been smashing it. It's great. It's good. I kind of like it. It's like free gaming.
Me too. It's like I close my eyes and I'm bobbing through goddamn Duke Burger, killing aliens with a shotgun or making them tiny and standing on them.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
I got it for Hollow Knight, but I used to get it really bad for Guitar Hero. Mm. Like, really bad. Like,
like you'd wake up doing the finger movements.
Yeah, man, that's intense.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, five thumps. It's still great. It's
or 10, because it's Game 10. Of the
well,
Year.
Yeah, it's, well, last episode I said that it was in the top bracket for Game of the Year, but I think once I finish this, it will cement itself as my Game of the Year.
It's wow, exciting that you know that there is a new level waiting for you at the end of
it's
this.
It's so exciting. It's so exciting because I'm...
Because it could just be more of the same, which is fine, because you like that, or it'll be like a weird...
Well,
just...
I've heard that it's... So the levels have gone...
Oh, so you've heard whispers. You've been on some Duke Nukem message boards on the forums. Have.
So the first level was basically like LA. Yep. It was just like cities. Then I was in space, and then it was cities again. But it was a bit more interesting because there was like Babeland, there was Duke Burger, there was a level that was a shopping
fun
center.
Cities.
Yeah, and then the next one has been more like exploded cities and also government buildings, which is where I'm at. The level I'm currently at is a post office.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is exciting.
There's been a lot of like conveyor belts that I squat down on and see where it takes me, that kind of thing.
That's cool. I really thought you were going to say squat down and take
just
a shit.
Take a and so, but the last one, Duke Nukem World Tour or whatever it's called, I think it's called Alien World Order, I've heard rumblings is like Duke time traveling or something. So it's like ancient Egypt level, ancient Rome level, which sounds great. That sounds exactly
what I want.
That
also makes sense to why the game is called World Tour.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise it's LA in space, which isn't really the world.
That's pretty funny.
yeah. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm very excited to get in. And also because of the way it works where you can just like turn it off and go back to any level whenever you want.
Yeah.
I've not saved once. Like I just, I'll either finish the level or I'll be like, well, I did most of it. And then I'll go back and do the next one. You know what I mean?
Wait, hang on.
So I finished most of them, but I've not.
Some of the levels you've been like, oh, I feel like that was
I'd
pretty close to the end.
I'd say about two of the levels I've done that.
You're like, oh, I'm pretty close to the end.
Well,
what'll
happen is that I'll get close to the end and then I'll be distracted. And I'll turn off my Switch intending to come back to it later. And then I'll find out that my partner got out of it to play Pokemon. And I'll be like, well, I mostly did it. I don't want to do it all again.
Wait, so you can skip whole levels in it?
Yeah, you could go right to the final level if you wanted. You can just pick. You pick the episode, you pick the level you want to do in the episode you get.
So it's not much of a story then, really.
No.
It's just a guy
truly
having
not.
Fun.
It's just a guy wandering around shooting aliens. There's a new alien, speaking of getting shrunk, that will shrink you and stand on you. That's scary.
Taste of your own medicine.
Is that going to be the moment for you, Jackson?
The moment, what, where I pause and jerk off?
Yes.
No, but it is always very funny.
You are famous for your shrink fetish.
I wish to be tiny for adventures, not for getting off.
Yeah.
I can get off in other ways.
Do you believe that?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. You won't be able to hear this at home, but he was grabbing at his collar and shifting his eyes as he said that.
There was steam coming out.
Yeah. He also had his fingers crossed.
But I do love when you get tiny, you lose all your weapons. You just have Duke's fists up in the sky, and you just run around punching, terrified. It's great. Yeah.
I actually found an answer to you, by the way. Answer for
an
you.
Answer to
answer to you is all wrong. Mistake by God. But an answer for you.
Yeah.
So you know how those two kick things.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Well, you're gonna have to explain what two
so
kick
you,
things.
So you can pick kick as a weapon.
Yeah.
But you can also press R3 and it says mighty kick engaged, and you kick while still having a pistol out or whatever.
Yeah. So you know in shooting games there's a melee weapon.
Yeah.
In Duke Nukem is just a kick.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so when you've got the melee weapon selected, you kick with your right foot.
Oh.
But if you press R3, you're kicking with your left foot. So it's intentionally, there's meant to be two kicks. They are different.
Does the one, if you pick it, does that do more damage?
No, it's the same.
Okay.
And it was a glitch in the original version of the game where you could kick with both feet while still moving.
Oh, at the same time?
Yes.
What does that look like?
Because
I'm imagining a roundhouse kick.
Well, because it's a first-person shooter from 1997,
your leg just kind of comes up.
Like that.
Oh, sure.
So it'll be kind of like sitting down and flying.
Yes.
Cool.
That's great. I would love to try and beat this game. It would be very hard, but to try to beat this game with just kicks.
All kicks.
Kick with one leg, kick with the other. Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll do it. Yeah.
Duke Nukem 3D.
You got to give me 10% of your profits, though, because I'm done with it.
Well, that's right. 10% of zero is still zero.
Gotcha, Hayden. What are you going to do now?
Die poor, I guess.
You're an idiot.
Dog
you did
mouth.
It again.
Oh, did I? What did I? I didn't even realize I did it.
It's good. It's great.
I think you could just edit out the track and it'll be fine.
You make me want to swear.
No.
Wait. Gosh. Now you got one.
Hang on, I'll give him one. Gosh, you can give him that one.
Okay.
And here's one if you want to put, if you want to put that over his one. So that it sounds like he's sounds like I'm swearing to save Hayden's reputation.
Thanks, dude. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Anyway, yeah.
How are you on radio?
I don't know.
You had a job where you were on
live. I did get
live.
Fired, so.
Made redundant.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Did you accidentally let one slip on air?
No.
I didn't. I let a few go through that I should have. There's a dump button where you can.
Yeah.
But I wish I had a dump button.
Yeah. A guy called
You'd
up.
Never hear me talk.
exactly.
We had a game very early in the morning that no one called for because the prize was terrible.
Mm. What was the prize?
It changed a lot.
Okay.
At one point, it was a pizza voucher. But, so we broadcast to like three regional towns, but it was just to one of the towns. So basically, two-thirds of the audience did not want this voucher. That and rules. Also, people in the town, pizza. Who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway, so no one called ever. Then we got a good prize. Then someone called. And then he goes, oh, I'm just effing surprised I got through. And then we had to get rid of it. And then we just couldn't play the game. Just had no one else lined up. Oh, well, I guess we'll just move on.
That rolls.
And that one went right through.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, what have you been playing? Ten Thumbs, still my game of the year.
Yeah.
Probably will be.
Perfect. So I've been, I've been playing two games simultaneously. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to expand out because I have my PS5, but all the games on that are very long.
Sure.
And I can't just talk about the same game 4 weeks in a row. Or if I do, which I have,
I also want to talk
about a different game as well. So the audience are like, all right, I get it.
Yeah.
So I did recently finish Spider-Man, the main
Nicely
story.
Done.
100%ed it.
Nice.
Without really realizing that that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only did I 100% it, I then played a little bit longer playing the DLC and platinum trophied it.
Whoa. That's huge.
Something I've never done before. I got an email from PlayStation this morning that gave me a prize for platinuming the game. It's not a good prize, but it was still weird. Yeah. It was like a free background or something for the PlayStation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So not a real prize.
No, but like something.
Still something tangible, I guess. Yeah.
Well, is it?
Well, it's tangible in that it's not like a, like I was imagining it was like a trophy or something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got a platinum trophy.
They already
gave me that.
Okay.
No, but it was like, because you know how you can buy like themes and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was a Spider-Man theme for my PS5. I looked at it and was like, oh, that's weird. And then didn't actually look at the prize that closely.
Have you?
Oh my God, it's $500. And a pizza voucher for regional town.
Are you like Zammit in a position where you've platinum trophied it and you don't know if you like it?
Zammit didn't platinum trophy it.
Yeah,
he just finished it 100%
completed
maybe.
It, yeah.
No, I now understand what happened with Zammit, and it's actually the same thing that happened to our good friend Hayden, who played the game but didn't finish it. There is a point about three quarters of the way through Spider-Man where it stops being fun and sucks.
Yeah, okay.
But then the ending is really strong, but it's mostly a really good boss fight and then a good story ending. Way more intense than I'd expect a video game ending to be.
Okay.
And that felt
Does Uncle Ben get resurrected and die again?
Yeah, they're
Whoa.
Like, they're like, some bad things have to happen, and then as Spider-Man, you've got to shoot Uncle Ben.
You have to go back in time and you murder him
you're,
in front of yourself.
You're the murderer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And Uncle Ben.
Whoa. Yeah, then in like 3 games time, you have to, become Uncle Ben and travel back.
That's intense.
So the ending rules, the DLC is really good. It is more of the same, but the strength of the Spider-Man game is definitely like the plot.
Yeah.
It feels very much like I'm in a very good comic book.
Okay.
Like it draws a lot of like interesting stuff from the Spider-Man stories. Just like some of the DLC stuff I've experienced is like Black Cat is obviously the main person that pops up for the DLC. She has a kid. You've learned in the main game that Spider-Man had a relationship with Black Cat whilst Mary Jane and Peter Parker had broken up. Peter Parker is Spider-Man, by the way, just in case.
Oh, my God, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
That's how he gets all the pictures.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
So, like, there's a big chunk of the game where you're like,
is that my kid?
Well, yeah, Spider-Man's like, oh. He's like, oh, my God, Black Cat has a kid. Oh, no, no, it's not.
It can't be.
But it could be.
Mm. Yeah,
and then,
great.
There's a part of the game where you call Mary Jane and you're like, hey, because you and Mary Jane have gotten back together.
Yeah, yeah.
That is, look, I'm not going to spoil the ending of the game, but that is a thing that happens later anyway. And she's like, oh. And it's like a very real conversation because she's like, well, it's fine, I guess. Like, whatever. I mean, like, is it yours? And he's like, I don't know. And she's like, well, she'll probably find out. And then, like, it's like a really.
Oh, wow. That's so weird.
That's heavy. Yeah.
Should we spoil it? I mean, it's been out for like a million years.
Know.
Oh, you don't.
I haven't got far enough in it to know. I doubt it because that's like the kind of crazy stuff.
Wait, didn't you say you finished the game? Wait, what's happening?
So, okay. This doesn't happen in the main story.
Oh.
Yeah. There's the main story, then there's three DLC packs.
Oh, sure.
So I 100% of the main story.
And yeah. then this is an extra bit, sure.
Yeah. And then
what a weird DLC. It's like soap opera drama for Spider-Man. Yeah.
But then there's also like other crazy stuff going on. So like villains like Hammerhead and stuff. And Black Cat has gone back to doing crime, which in yeah. the main game you find out she hadn't. You also find out that you start working for a police officer that's secretly, and this is a side mission stuff, and this is a spoiler, so if you don't want any spoilers for the DLC,
too bad.
There's a police officer. Yeah, too bad. Don't skip ahead, just cop it.
Yeah.
There's a police officer that you get a call from, and he's like, hey, I need you to help. There was original Black Cat, basically. Yeah. And his name is something Hardy. And
yeah.
Peter's like, well, Spider-Man's like, oh, that's yeah. Felicia Hardy is the Black Cat this time, so they're related. He's like, yeah, that's...
Her dad.
Yeah. He didn't want her involved in this, so that's kind of why he never revealed anything to her. But he was a high-end art thief. He was killed escaping Riker. I'm retiring this week. The original Black Cat is like my only open case.
Yeah.
I figured out that these things mean that you might be able to locate the missing art. And then every time you locate a missing piece of art, which is just scattered around the city, the cop calls you again and you get more and more information. And right at the end, Peter's like, hang on, and calls it back. And it's like, the number you've called is disconnected. And he's like, I have been tricked.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you go back to the police station and speak to a police officer. And he's like, who are you talking about? That person doesn't exist. And Peter's like, oh no. And then the phone calls again. And he's like, hey Peter. Oh, hey Spider-Man. Thanks for doing that for me. And Spider-Man's like, ah, the original Black Cat, you're not dead. Mm. And he's like, nope.
Yeah, that's great. That's
thanks for stealing my art for me.
Yeah, giving yeah. it back.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool. That's really
cool.
And yeah,
just so there's just like a lot of comic book stuff like that. It makes the universe feel very lived in and yeah. very big. But that's not the only game I've been playing this week, because I went back to a game that originally disappointed me.
Whoa.
So I'm a big fan of the No More Heroes games.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, you would either really like them or despise them.
So many games fall into that category.
Yeah, because... The No More Heroes games are what is meant to be like an American's take on Japan.
Yeah.
But it's made by a Japanese company. So it's actually Japan's take on America's take on Japan.
Cool.
That's kinda cool.
Kind of mocks. It kind of falls into like what the Resident Evil games do.
Yeah.
Sort of like all the Capcom stuff.
It feels like it would
stuff.
Be Yakuza-y.
Yeah, except it's way... Well, actually, no, Yakuza is real
pretty
weird.
Wild. You can throw a car at a grandma.
Yeah, I think there's also a big baby section of Yakuza. Yeah. So no, yeah, it's pretty yeah, on par yeah, yeah, with yeah, the yeah. mayhem of Yakuza. But they made No More Heroes 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by Grasshopper... I think it's called Grasshopper Industries.
Yeah.
Suda 51, who makes really weird and very interesting games that always have, like... weird, jarring play mechanics, but like when you get sucked into it, it kind of gives me like the same way that Metal Gear Solid often has things where you're like, that's not intuitive for the player, but it like ends up being like with weird charms. Suda 51 games all have that. So like Killer 7, for instance, which was exclusive to the GameCube, you have to hold A to walk. just stuff like that.
You
occasionally.
Can't do that.
Guess what they did?
Come on.
yeah, because Killer 7, the plot of that, and that isn't this game, but just an example, is like you're a guy in a wheelchair, but you've got 7 split personalities and they're all different assassins and you get to play as all of them. But yeah, again, in that game, you have to hold A to walk.
That's wild.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, but I can see how it could be good. Yeah.
So, No More Heroes 1 and 2 have lots of crazy stuff. The plot is you play as Travis Touchdown, a guy who buys...
That's such a good name.
It's great, yeah.
A guy who's obsessed with anime and stuff like that. Like, he's a big weeb.
Yeah.
And meant to be American, but also a weird, cool jock.
Yeah.
Anyway, obsessed with anime, buys what is just a lightsaber, basically, off the internet, and then is like, I'm going to become an assassin because now I've got this. And then he finds out that there is an assassin league, and he's like, well... I could be number one. So the plot of the first game is just going through areas to fight the other assassins to then eventually become number one. But then there's like a crazy plot twist where the number one person ends up being your half-sister. And then there's like there's a cutscene that plays in fast forward because it
I like that. More games need fast-forwarded cutscenes.
Skip through the cutscenes.
Yeah.
So the game breaks the fourth wall heaps.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, I usually hate it too. But in this, it's not enough where it's just like references the fact it's a video game every now and then.
That's the worst kind of breaking the fourth wall. But I know, because I know it's a video game.
I'm playing
and people
it.
Who made it know it's a video game. So you don't need it, the characters then.
The half-sister's like, this, my backstory is way too intense for a video game. And he's like, what are you saying? And she's like, I'll tell you, but it's going to be sped up. And then, like, but it's a legit cutscene. Because, like, on YouTube, people have slowed it down. And there's this horrible story.
They actually voiced it.
Yeah, they voiced it. It's like it's a proper cutscene. It's just in fast forward.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's, like, horrible. And it just changes everything.
Yeah.
And then Travis is sort of the bad guy. Anyway, second one comes around. It fixes a lot of the stuff of the first one. Has the other crazy stuff. Then there's a huge gap. The creator of No More Heroes goes on to make Lollipop Chainsaw, and Killer is Dead, I think is the name of the game. Both which are not super well received. Killer is Dead especially is panned.
Okay.
Apparently then the video game industry almost killed this guy. He just like, it just like sucked him dry.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he kind of re-falls in love with video games and makes a spin-off to No More Heroes called Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes. Which originally people thought was going to be No More Heroes 3, got really excited, but instead it's like this weird side game which is inspired heaps by indie games.
Yeah.
And the plot is the dad of a character in the second No More Heroes that Travis kills, comes back for revenge, but then finds out that Travis has this thing that if they collect certain stuff, it's like a dumb video game thing where they're like, a wish can come true.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, that's...
Get enough of the X, you can make a wish come true.
And then, like, everyone in the game is like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But then whoever's telling them is like, yeah, it's dumb, but it works. And they're like, well, fine then. So they team up, and the plot of the... Well, the way this game plays is there's a hub, there's the game console, which is the thing that you're playing, so you then get sucked into seven different games, and they're all inspired by, like, different games that the creator really loves.
Oh, okay.
At first, when I first played this game, I found it annoying and the games didn't like, it wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But after about a year, I've gone back to it and I find it very engaging and very like charming.
Yeah.
But also it has some of the crazy stuff that I really like. So for instance, and you would hate this so much, Jackson.
I'm excited.
You would hate this because one of the side parts is, so you finish a game, but then you unlock like a story part, which unlocks the second game, and it plays like a text adventure, but you don't control it.
Oh
so
my God.
It's just lots of text of characters talking and meeting, and it takes you through the story.
What?
It's so weird.
That is really so. Why?
I don't know. And they go.
So it's just a big wall of text.
With characters designed in like the, I don't know what the art style is, but it's like line art, like the same way you would like make.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I know the kind of thing you mean. And
then, like out of characters you mean? Like out of like brackets and shit?
Yeah. So they're on either side of the screen. It's kind of the shape of the
ASCII.
Screen.
It's ASCII, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the shape of the screen is similar to like a similar layout to like the communicator scenes in like Metal Gear Solid where it's like that box and the text is in the box and then there's two characters. So it does that. I don't know why, but I was like, the sound design's really cool. It's the game feels haunted as well, which is good because the console that you're playing it on is haunted. So like in the games, there's like half-designed characters. Because the console you have, there's only a couple in the world because they were like, oh, this is a terrible idea. And the games are all technically like beta.
Yeah, yeah.
So like a lot of the enemies and stuff like that are just like half glitch.
There's
ghouls.
Something very spooky about like a half-finished game. I get that.
And then... But there's like characters you can talk to that aren't enemies that just give you like weird stuff. Like there's one character that's just like gives you grandpa's words of wisdom and it's always terrible. Oh. It's just like one of them is like, you don't learn shit from people's successes. It's their failures that teach you all you need to know and stuff like that. You're like, what are you saying?
It sounds intense.
It's crazy. I don't know why I didn't like it the first time. I wonder if it's because I didn't put enough time into it or alternatively, I wasn't playing it with the sound on because the sound and like...
Kind of makes it?
Well, it just adds to it.
Yeah.
There's lots and lots of references in it as well because that's another thing. It's a very like pop culture heavy thing.
Mm. I also hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It acknowledges Deadpool, but is like...
Oh, no.
But is like... He's very anti-Deadpool.
Well, I get, but it also is Deadpool. They're doing the breaking. Like, oh, we're in a video game.
But
that's what you hate about Deadpool.
But it's like
This just absolutely feels like the kind of game that is like, it's everything you should love. It's like when I come in and I'm like, well, I just played a really intense puzzle game.
Yeah.
Really dialogue heavy puzzle game. I loved it. And you're like, what?
I think because it's mocking the American, because you've got to remember it's Japanese.
Yeah.
So it's mocking America. So by bringing up Deadpool and stuff like that, it's like, this is stupid for this reason. You're like, okay.
Okay. But
then it's like the weird, because it's like Japan's take on it.
Yeah.
Right.
So it just feels weird.
A lot of layers to this.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
There is so much going on. And like the second game, which is the one I'm currently in, is based on like a murder mystery game. So you get this weird as, oh, this is another thing. Occasionally there's just FMVs, full motion video.
Oh, yeah.
So the second game loads up and it's a big guy eating at a table and it's all like kind of goofy and then someone just comes in and slits his throat.
Oh, all right.
And then the game ends up being like a murder mystery game where you've just got to go to each of these crime scenes that get progressively way more intense.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's wild.
But then it's like a weird 2D, isometric plot.
Yeah.
So like it's not super gruesome when you're in there, but it's just like you hear, it's like, yeah, this is where... Doppelganger is the name of the guy that slit the guy's throat.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is where Doppelganger slowly lost his mind. He killed 48 people of a cult in this room, and the room is just covered in blood.
That's wild.
The game is crazy.
Yeah,
it's one of those
yeah.
games that the more I play through, I'm like, this doesn't feel real. Anyway.
Yeah.
How many thumbs?
It's not a 5-thumb game because there is definitely parts where I'm like, this is...
Yeah.
Infuriating, or like this is actively a bad game design, but it adds to it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely 4 thumbs, I think. I'm going to finish it because I'm very interested, and it's made me so excited for No More Heroes 3, which comes out this year.
Whoa! That is good.
Jackson, do you know what time it is?
What?
Hayden, I know you wouldn't.
Is it time for the ads?
Yes, you do know.
I do know.
I love this part of the show.
My favorite part where we sit silently for 30 or 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you, sponsors, for that little break.
More
and
great
you know
ads.
What? Well delivered.
Yeah.
Well delivered. Well, like
the production
edited.
Quality. Is
I really want to look in further to those ads.
So, Hayden, do you know what time it is now? After the ad, do you know what we do next?
Email time.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
So, we've done two things today. First of all, we've just had our inbox open. Like usual, people could email us at thumbcrampspot@gmail.com. But also, on Twitter, I put out a call last night being like, Hayden is going to be on Thumb Cramps. Do you have any questions for the worst
Hot
mouth
damn.
In gaming?
Hot damn.
So people have tweeted us at Thumb Cramps Pod.
Yeah.
And let's just go through some of the questions we got.
Okay.
Let me tell you, a lot of them just ask what your favorite swear is. And
okay. Oh, it's... Nah, I'm just joshing.
Yeah. Great joke.
Thank you.
thank you.
Great joke by, first of all, everyone that asked that question, which was like 6 of you. and also great joke by you then.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad we're still talking about it.
Yeah.
So like there is so many variations of is it struggle to podcast when you've got the mouth of a dog? What's your favorite dog mouth word? What's your favorite curse word? Blah 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 blah. What's it like being the antagonist in Joel Dusha's life?
Yeah. That's good.
It is good. We've enjoyed the Dusha having a foil now. You know, it's been long enough.
Where is Hayden gonna apologize to Dusha 13 and others for causing them grief?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a question where Someone has asked us a question, but I know what they want us to talk about.
Mm. Interesting. Oh, yeah. It's a loaded question.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What's your guys' most infuriating, hate-filled game that leaves you so frustrated in a world-destroying rampage? So that's the question. But then they reply with, oh, I mean as a co-op game, not individually.
It's obvious what they want to discuss. I'll sit out of this one. You know, I wasn't there for it.
What swear words do you... Every question is the set. Guys, look at the replies.
But what makes you think your version of the question is going to get answered over someone else's?
I honestly thought that there was...
Is there none?
There is 16 replies to this tweet. Yeah. And
15 of them are Hayden swears.
So this is from Blue Bear.
Blue Bear.
What game do you think you guys would love, but then it turned out to be a total shit show?
Oh, that's a good question.
Fallout 76 would probably be most people's answer.
Yeah, that
but
is.
But you and Adam, actually, I think it was more Adam than you, had seen the signs that it was going to be bad.
But then Adam, the maniac, was like, no, I'm going to persevere. And he played it for like quite a bit of time, far beyond when I'd absolutely given up on it.
Yeah. But you'd given up with it before it had installed.
Yeah. I knew I was in for a bad time. That was part of the joy. That was part of what made it good.
I on stream the other day at twitch.tv/HaydenH, I streamed Dead Space 3.
Oh, yeah.
Because I heard it was really good. It's boring. I don't understand what was going on because I didn't play the first two Dead Spaces. But in my head, Dead Space 3 was you're in some kind of ship and there's aliens and you kill the aliens and it's scary and there's not much story to it. And there's so much story. And there's not that much aliens.
That's so
it's a weird zombies or something.
Yeah, necromorphs or
whatever. So the game you were looking for, I think, was probably Dead Space 1.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And there is still a lot of story because it's the era of games that have a lot of story. I don't know where you got that part.
I don't know.
Doom? Were you thinking of Doom?
I don't know what I was thinking of Doom. I think I watched someone play it for 30 seconds and they were alone in a ship and there were aliens popping out and I thought that was the whole game, I guess.
Did you buy it?
No, it's on Game Pass.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Because I had a similar experience with a game called Stay Home, something like that.
Gone Home?
No, it wasn't Gone Home. Anyway, it was like a horror game, which was just set in a house. And it seemed like, because I watched someone play it as well, that it had really good, and this is like crazily something that you don't see enough in like horror games, where like the person playing it, they walk into a bathroom to look for something, door slams behind them. They're like, oh God, turn around and turn on the light. They keep walking around, light turns off. They're like, no, go back, turn the light on, walk away, light turns off. I was like, that's great. Like, to properly give you the haunted house experience sounds fun. But then I played it, and it was like every other goddamn horror game where it was like, this is secretly a puzzle game. This isn't actually a horror. You're not going to be scared because you're going to be like, I got to find the right light bulb for the right light. Christ almighty.
Yeah. I'm not afraid. Or the ghost will kill me? Yeah, I don't know.
Like Amnesia the Dark Descent. That's my answer.
Yep.
That game I thought was going to be spooky and fun, but it was just, figure out the right goddamn cogs to put in this thing whilst somewhere miles away a pig man goes anyway, I hated that game.
That sounds like
so
Resident
much.
Evil 7.
So much. No, because Resident Evil 7, there's a difference. The puzzles are really pretty simple in Resident Evil 7.
So Jackson's problem with puzzle games is sometimes the puzzles make him think.
Well, I think you can't have a horror game and a difficult puzzle game because if I'm frustrated by trying to figure out the puzzle, I'm not scared.
Yeah. Well, no, because I think the thing is, Jackson, is you're meant to be frustrated by the puzzles, but that's meant to make you more stressed.
Yeah, but then when the pig gets me, oh no, I got caught by a pig. I'm like, God damn it. Now I'm going to start that goddamn puzzle from the beginning.
The problem is that once you get killed in a horror game, because obviously the game doesn't kill you in real life.
Yeah, that is annoying.
There's no stakes.
Yeah. Once you die and you can see what's happening.
So the monster goes from being a threat to an annoyance.
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm not scared anymore.
It needs to do something. Maybe a PC should squirt blood at you. So you're like, ah!
Now, what happens, I think, is that there's a cutscene every time you die of just like horrific images that you have to look at, and there's it connects with your Kinect.
Yeah.
And if you're not looking at it, it pauses the game.
You can't keep playing.
And you have to watch this horrible video every time you die. That way there's stakes. I don't want to watch this scary video again.
Pain Olympics.
I played a game recently. Oh, Pain Olympics.
Not that bad.
It
I was thinking more
like smacks you in the balls with a hammer.
I mean, I was thinking more like, you know, oh, cockroaches, yeah.
No, but I don't want to get smacked. No, because Pain Olympics is worse as well. If I'm like, I've got to figure out these cogs, and the monster gets me and I get hit in the nuts, I'm like, not only do I have to do the cog puzzle again, but if I get God again,
I
get hit
Pain
in the
Olympics
nuts.
Happens to you, I mean you have to watch that video.
All right, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes more sense. But no, I played a horror game recently called
Goatsy. You can watch that if you want.
So many people, so many of today's generation never saw Goatsy. How crazy
and
is that?
If you're listening and you don't know what it is,
do not Google.
Stay
not Google.
That way.
Yeah,
do
you don't need to Google. See Goatsy. No, you'll be right.
The internet used to be really bad, but now it's still really bad, but in a way where you don't have to see these things.
Yeah, you can't stumble across it anymore.
Nobody is going to on MSN Messenger and be like, hey, check out, I don't know, Tub Girl or whatever.
So basically what used to happen if you're a younger listener, you know, you might remember Rick Rolling.
Yeah.
Matt, pre-Rick Rolling, it wasn't never going to give you up. It would be someone dying in real life.
Yeah, a man actually cutting off his own penis.
Yeah. That's what we had to deal with.
And you watch it for 2 seconds and you know exactly what happens.
Yeah.
And you go, no.
Exact.
And then
but
you
you're thinking
out
about
it
for the rest of the day.
That's what happened to me. I saw a man, he had the knife, he started cutting and I went, no. And then it's still in there.
Yeah.
Because I know what happens.
Yeah.
It comes all the way off.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what the internet used to be like.
There's a horrific video, which I won't describe because it's very horrific, that Zamet showed me once.
Yeah.
And now, occasionally, it just pops into my mind. I'll be eating a sandwich, and I'll just imagine it, and then I don't want to finish the sandwich.
Describe it to us. I'm going to cut it out of the episode. Anyway, let it be known that if you're hearing this, we cut out all the terrible stuff.
That was pretty rotten, dude.
You explained it to us.
What I will say that helped me through that is that the guy in it was having a good time.
He so was the guy in mine was having a blast.
He liked the horrible, horrible shit that was happening to him.
Yeah, likewise.
The bad thing that we were seeing was actually a good thing
for him. If I told the guy who did the horrible thing, who was experiencing the horrible thing, that he made me upset when I'm eating a sandwich.
Yeah, he'd be like, no.
He'd be like, no, you've made it. I loved it.
Guy.
And I'll be like, you'd still wreck my
sign. It's sewn back
I
together
made.
Now. little peek about what it could have been.
All right, now the next question's from Stephen, who has weathered all of this to get his question
through. Man, you didn't expect that from the previous question, did you?
What's a film or a TV show you'd love to be turned into a video game? For me, it's The Last Airbender or Pacific Rim.
Great.
Last Airbender would be cool.
Yeah,
there have been many good games where it's like good elemental stuff.
I think the closest, weirdly, is something like Breath of the Wild. Because that's what you want. Like to do an airbender game correctly, you need to like simulate all the elements in a way that's really satisfying. Mm. You know what I mean? Which I think would be a struggle. But I would love an airbender
game. Zelda games often divide the map into the four sections.
Well, I was just thinking that in Breath of the Wild, you had like, you know, you can pick stuff up, you can manipulate the world in like a pretty
But then you mix
way.
That with the fact like, for example, Ocarina of Time has Death Mountain, which is fire, Zora Lake, which is water, the mountains, which is earth, and... Mm. There's no air, but there's desert, which is hot.
But still, yeah. I
don't
know.
There's forest. That's the other thing. Yeah.
I feel like there's a movie that I've often thought would make a great game, but I just can't. Like, I know I've had the thought, like, damn, I would love this.
They should make another Die Hard game.
Yeah, that would be.
Was there a Die Hard game?
Yeah, there's a couple of Die Hard games.
That's
but they
cool.
all came out in like the mid 90s, so they're bad.
I think there's definitely room for that kind of like closed quarters. Mm. Sort of like action game or whatever. Kind of like a Splinter Cell, I guess.
Yeah.
But you're less professional about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Did they ever make any, they still make James Bond games?
Yeah.
So also there's there's still recent James Bond games?
Yeah.
Not that recent, I don't think. Oh, no, there might have been one for like Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace.
Are they good?
There was a Quantum of Solace one that was bad, but then they made From Russia with Love.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that might have been before it. They pop up every now and then, but Oh, there's one in production made by the same people that made Hitman.
Oh, that's cool.
Hitman games.
That's real cool.
So yeah, there will be the game you're about to pitch is going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me go. I did it.
Yeah, well done.
Another success for Hader.
Yeah.
Congrats. I would like a really good Mad Max game.
That would be cool.
Incredible.
Instead of the bad one you got?
It sucked so much. I want a Mad Max game that is like, mix for me Mad Max and Dark Souls.
Right.
I want the struggle and the fear of Dark Souls with the aesthetic, I guess, of Mad Max. I want to be
saying that in the Mad Max game, if I remember correctly, you have to like, the whole motivation is getting fuel, but your car doesn't need fuel to run. It's like infinite fuel.
It's crazy. They're like,
which I guess I can understand from a gaming like development perspective, because if you just get like, I assume there's this vast deserts you got to drive through, and if you get stuck in the middle, that's a boring game because you have to stop playing the game. You have to walk 2 real-life
hours. But if they made it work, because like the good of certainly Fury Road is like the terror that you can see that Max is experiencing when he's running away from those war boys, right? Like at the start. And to have that moment in the game where you're like, I'm running out of fuel. I'm miles away from anywhere where I'm going to get fuel. Dick, dick, dick. Your car stops and then you hear the like, roar, and you're like, cool. I am in trouble. That's the feeling that I want. Cool.
No, that's actually good because then you got to fight them off.
Yeah. And then you get the fuel from their car.
Yeah, exactly. If like, you beat them God, or if you die, you die.
I want it to be desperate. That's, I think, what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's a fun little workaround.
I don't think it really ever was. I want it to be like, here's like a base that I've got to go in and to be like shitting myself.
Yeah.
Because the base is full of enemies. You know what I mean? Like you kind of almost want that, you know, Days Gone, that baffling biker zombie game.
I do not know.
Yeah. But anyway, that had like a system, some video game shit, I don't know, where they could simulate heaps of zombies at once, and it was like a wave. You kind of want that, but for War Boys. I don't know. So yeah, I guess a good Mad Max game would be my
answer. The Mask. That would make a pretty cool game, I reckon. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Just do anything on Earth ever.
Yeah, it'd be like Crash Bandicoot, but with guns, basically. Fighting goons.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be fun.
What else have I watched recently that could be a good game?
Junior. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito classic.
Press X to give birth.
Yeah.
That's a short game.
Or Twins, the other Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito classic.
That would be good. What about this? Let me pitch the game. Okay, so it's kind of like your Bakuno Moheroes or whatever. Okay.
What?
Bakuno Moheroes.
Yeah. Whatever the game you were saying.
No more heroes? Yeah. Three very English words.
Except you're Arnold Schwarzenegger on his deathbed. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's dying, but he's remembering.
He's dying on his deathbed?
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
But he's remembering the greatest films he was ever in, okay?
Oh, okay.
And each level is a classic Arnie film, and you follow his whole career from his beginning in an advertisement, I think, in his native Austria, to his days as a governor, and then his
bodybuilding's in the middle as well.
And each level is kind of like how Gex, they would do genre levels. It would be kind of like that. And it would be called Arnold Schwarzenegger's Last Moments.
What about a Final Destination game where you play as Death and you've got to set up elaborate traps to kill people?
That would be cool.
Or a Saw game where you do the same thing.
Saw's already a game.
Oh.
You should make a Saw game that's...
Do you play as the people in the trap or do you set up the trap?
I think you're in the trap. But imagine a Saw game, but it's like five of you and it's like a co-op kind of like...
Oh, that would give it... Because I was going to say, there's those stakes. Oh, press your face into these razors to live. Okay, it doesn't hurt me because I'm not actually being tortured.
But yeah, somehow, something with like multiple people. I think that could
that could
be good. I don't know how, because it'll be like you got to reach into this thing full of like poison or whatever to get the key, and you're like, well, all of this is fake. So
no, I think what you do, it's like in Saw 2 where it's one big Saw.
There's a couple of Saws where there's one big Saw.
I haven't seen any Saw movies. Yeah, Saw movies. I've only seen Spiral, which is so dumb.
How do you know about Saw 2 then?
You told me about it the other day.
Okay,
there you go.
Yeah, there's a big Saw house in Saw 2.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You're in the Saw house. Five gamers.
Mm-hmm.
When you die, and you're out of the game. But the game goes for like an hour, so you don't want to die because then you're out of the game for ages. That gives it real stakes.
Yeah, and then you can
there should be a blood loss mechanic.
Oh,
so you don't want to do too many traps, so you can't have like a tank just putting your hand in the razors or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you could kind of do it like, this is a crazy, so in Heavy Rain, so the part of Heavy Rain is that someone's kidnapped your boy.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got to do 7 challenges to get your boy back. He doesn't talk like that.
Okay.
He doesn't talk like a lodge
lady. I think
the
killer might be in New Jersey.
But those challenges, they're kind of like, you know, like quick time events and how they suck shit.
Yeah.
Heavy Rain, they're kind of like fun because it's a bit like you got to be kind of dexterous with them. And like one of them is reaching in through jagged glass and you got to like kind of turn your hand using the joysticks to not cut. Like you could do something like that as well.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Heavy Rain was a fun game.
And finally, we got an email from Bill Jones who says, for the attraction.
Fake name.
For the.
Assumed name. What are you hiding, Bill Jones?
Bill Jones.
He came up with that in like 5 seconds.
I'm imagining Bill Jones is like wearing the Groucho glasses with the nose and the mustache.
For the attention of Jackson, please. Don't get too excited because, hi Jackson, other Thumbers, hope you're doing well. I was wondering if any of you, hopefully Jackson though, has played through the Switch game Roomba First Blood. Zam had already reviewed it, Bill Jones, pay attention.
Oh my God.
People email us a lot about games we've already spoken to. Go through all the 100 plus episodes.
Is there really 100 plus episodes already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did a 100 episode special.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty good.
What was my invite?
We didn't know you back then.
Yeah, we weren't friends with you back then. We despised you back then.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You had wormed your way in.
You haven't figured working out where we recorded from yet, so we could just, you know, live peaceful lives.
You hadn't told me the door code.
So yeah, if you want to send us an email asking us if to review a game we've already reviewed or pitch a game that resolves in us talking about Pain Olympics, email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod.
And if there's any video game reviewers, producers or game makers out there, or Arnold Schwarzenegger listening, and you want to get working on Arnold Schwarzenegger's last moments, I think the greatest game of 2021. 2020 is coming out this year.
It's going to be a quick turnaround.
The crunch is going to be hell on this, but the product will be phenomenal. Yeah. So, yeah, hey, hit me up. Let me know.
Yeah, yeah. And today's episode was, 4, 8, 10... 18 thumbs. Yeah. Big.
Whoa. Pretty good.
That's big. That's huge.
Old enough to vote.
Old enough to vote. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jack.
I've been Hayden.
And this has been Thumb Cramps. Yeah. Wowee. We've done it again. And if you got some thumbs, raise them to the sky. Let us know how you're feeling. Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sandspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.